Harley Hall, mm-hmm. Jr., was born in 1956.
And a little bit about your family background or where you're from?
Here in Paducah. I grew up here in Paducah. My father, my whole family, my father was a boat captain. Both his brothers, uncles, aunts, all my family worked on the river, pretty much every position on the river. So this is pretty much something that this is something I grew up in. And I can't remember. I guess it's kind of like a fireman. Son wants to be a fireman, and I've never wanted to do anything else. This is all I've ever had an interest for.
So, yeah, I hear that a lot, that it's a family. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is, that it gets passed down generation to generation?
I don't know. That's went away a lot from what it used to be. I think you just... you know, of course, your first idol will be your father, usually, and you want to do what he does. And of course, now not so much, and I think less other guys tell you the same thing. You always want something different for your children. And my father, he didn't want me to go on the river. He wanted something better for me. I guess he wanted me to be a doctor, a lawyer, whatever. And it just wasn't going to happen. And my children have, they went off another direction. I pushed them in another direction. I have a son who works in personnel in the industry, works for me. And then I have two daughters. One's an attorney, and the other one's a physical therapist. So, mm-hmm. You know, we kind of push them out in different directions, and everybody wants their kids to have a better life. And a lot of times we look at... We look at what we're doing as far as being on the river and everything, and when we think about our children, we'll think about, you know, the bad parts about being gone and such. But at the same time, you know, I wouldn't do anything else myself. If I had to do over again, I'd do exactly the same thing. It's a love-hate relationship. You hate being gone, but you love the work.
Right.
So
did you, when you were growing up, did you get out on your relatives, your father or your uncle's ships as a kid?
Yeah, my dad took me, I think I was probably 12, 13 years old, and which I had went on the boats when they were, you know, dockside or something all through my whole life. And the first trip that I got to make on a boat, got on it, it was very exciting. I mean, I got rolled a tug out here at Paducah and got on the boat as it went by. And of course, the guys on the harbor tug that were taking me out, they all, back then, everybody knew everybody. And still do to some extent, but it's got so huge. But yeah, you're Harley's boy. And went out and I rode the boat from here to Memphis, got off Memphis, and then they put me on a bus, came back to Paducah. And now I was hooked. I mean, I knew that's what I wanted to do, and that little trip there, I mean, that just hooked me. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much how it started.